Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. A quick happy birthday to my littlest boy. Well, my oldest boy, actually, but he's just my little boy. He always will be. 21 years old today, Riley. Happy birthday.
Is he awake yet?
You. I don't know. If he was, I'm sure he'd be like, Mom, start talking about me on the radio. That's what he's like. Actually, he's much sweeter than that. He's a good boy. I love that kid. The end. Happy birthday.
Today?
I don't know. I know we're having red beans and rice, which is his favorite. So
that's his favorite, huh?
He loves it. It's not my favorite, but it's not my birthday, Vin. So, you know, the beans are soaking on the counter. That's how I know we're having it. I think they kept it a secret for me because they didn't want me to dread today.
Oh, you're not into it at all, huh?
I don't mind beans and rice. It's not my favorite. But listen, it's his birthday, not mine. I think it's great. Well, we're going to have cake, so I'll have that to look forward to.
Oh, you know, the other day, we don't have... Our house has, the diet in our house has changed dramatically.
Yes.
And the other day, I swear to you, I just wanted to drive over to this place nearby, the Buttery, and just buy a whole carrot cake and just eat it in a parking lot somewhere until I couldn't eat anymore and then throw it away. I didn't do it, but I really had that in my head. Like, wow, I'm now a parking lot eater.
Yeah. Well, like, welcome to the club. It's not a tiny club. There's a lot of parking lot. You know, you got to have your Kleenex. You got to have your good cry and your, you know, whatever
treat
you want to get.
It just goes to show me the way I am so damn judgy in my head where I see someone eating in the parking lot and I just think like, oh, well, there goes your diet or all, oh, you know, like I'm just such a jerk. Like, and
she must have just got dumped.
There's a right.
What can be going on there, loser?
Why you might be eating in the parking lot, and I, of course, didn't know any of them until now, and now I know a good one, and here I am. I'm now.
Well, it's either in the parking lot or in the garage, you know, hidden behind your car.
That's right. We don't even have cars in there anymore, so you actually are a sitting duck if you get caught. If that door swings open and it's that kid, there you are with Doritos, you are stuck.
Trying to hide behind a broom. Oh, you can't see me.
Oh, it's terrible. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. By the way, I just want to mention this. We had planned to have Michael Franti on today. For whatever reason, he wasn't able. I think it was his internet connection.
Yes.
He wasn't able to make the call, but I believe we're going to have him on tomorrow. Yeah,
we are. Yep. It's 7 o'clock. We're all set. As long as his internet gets back up. Bali, where the internet is necessary.
Right.
To make a phone call out.
So, again, our text number 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent us today. Where are my highlighted ones? Sorry. I didn't want to reread stuff. Okay, regarding food delivery, those who use food stamps can't use Instacart. Also, prices are higher due to delivery fees, and many older folks can't afford the fees. So that only makes what those kids started, which is teens delivering food to older people. I can't remember the name now, but these two
the
young
teens,
men.
Teens for seniors.
That's it. Yes.
Is that it?
Teens helping seniors.
Teens helping seniors.
That they started something that's now gone nationwide. It's not as big as it probably will get, or I hope it will get. But they're delivering food to people, elderly people who need the help. And it didn't even occur to me. But of course, if you're on food stamps and those aren't working in that situation, then you really need help.
And you can't afford that extra delivery fee on top.
Right.
Or maybe you don't even have the internet.
Teenshelpingseniors.org is where you can go.
Nice.
Way to go, guys, girls, people.
Humans.
Right. Thank you, Vin. As a person with two Oakland PD officers and three EMTs workers between COVID and protests, my heart is taking a beating for my kids. Lord help them always. Vin, I feel like dogs can sense if humans are really in danger or just joking around. I think... God, we love our dogs. I think, though, that this one's a little more on point. The question isn't, would your dog rescue? It's more, could they rescue you? The fact that the dog showed signs of stress says they would rescue you, but
if
can't.
They could, right.
They don't have hands. Right. That's it.
That is a thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like raccoons are actually better equipped to, you know, fiddle with a lock, say, than a dog.
Yeah, you're right.
They got little hands. Creepy little hands.
Vinny, Snap is at 1950. Have you seen it?
What?
I haven't seen it today.
Amazing. God, why didn't we buy that when it was $5, Bryn?
No.
Why didn't you guys?
We just figured
it
was over.
You're waiting for it to go to 450.
That's why. It's falling hard.
It is at 1956 right now. Oh, my God. I'm almost back to breaking even.
Sell now. Sell. You're almost back. Jesus, you got to sell that.
You know what? I actually said that to the missus when I saw it yesterday. I texted her, and she said, and I said, we should sell. And she said, no. I don't know what to say.
You know what? This is going to be good. You're going to be able to blame it on her. Right.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
There
this
you
isn't
go.
Your fault anymore. You wanted to sell yesterday. Of course, if you sell, it's going up, so let me know.
Right.
You are not kidding there. I say bless you when my dog sneezes. I feel like he appreciates the gesture. Yeah, I just think that anyone should appreciate the gesture. And
well, it just means that you sort of noticed that it happened. It's often a whole thing for the person who's doing the sneezing. You know, and for you to acknowledge it is just a kind gesture.
Right. When I sneeze around the wife and kids and don't get a God bless you, I try to sound like their voice and say it. And then they say it and laugh. And then they're super quick if an attack comes on. Winning. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you can do anything resembling their voice in an impression, you, Sarah,
God bless you.
You're great at that stuff.
Thank you. I'll imitate you next time. Bless you. That's my Vinny impersonation.
Sounds just like your Dan impression, though, too. So I don't know.
It doesn't have a New York accent, Vinny. Dan's got a little more going on.
My cousin had COVID-19. Her doctor said you could also let the mask in the sun for a few hours to kill germs.
Wow.
All right.
Doesn't seem like enough. I've been breathing right into that thing. But, you know, hey, whatever your level of comfort is, I guess. I mean, the whole point of the mask really is just to block your sputum from getting out into the air. It's not necessarily to protect you from other people's. You know, don't they say it's pretty ineffective at that?
I think it's effective at both, but I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
But I'm sticking with the mask, I'll tell you that.
Me too, that's for sure.
Can you please announce not to put the hashtag Black Lives Matter on your blackout post because it erases all of the information out there by flooding the hashtag with black squares. Use Blackout Tuesday instead.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I didn't hashtag mine at all, so
I didn't either. No comment, no nothing.
I'm not part of that party. But I'm glad to have read it, and more than one person has said the same thing. Blackout Tuesday is drowning out all the Black Lives Matter posts on social media, so please hashtag it properly. Blackout Tuesday. I'm never going to get to all of the books that were recommended to help coach your kids through this time in our lives, but I will try to compile them. And tomorrow I'll get them to Bryn and have him post them, the titles, or some great school teachers have suggested stuff. And it's I haven't even gotten to look at any of them yet either. So I still have to sort of look and see what I think is going to be right for my family. But I appreciate all the suggestions. I've always been a Honda girl, but apparently we are now a Subaru family. Hubs has an Outback. I have a Legacy. And the boy has an Impreza. Impreza?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Impreza.
Is that a smaller one?
And the girl has a Forester.
Oh, guys are a Subaru family.
Yeah. All have good get up and go except the Forester. It's fine, but not great.
Oh. Yeah, I had read that about it. You know, even the Prius, although anything must be better than that Prius he's been driving for the last 5 years.
The Imprezas are fast.
5 years. The Imprezas are? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people make those street rods, don't they?
Yep. Like
they race cars. Trick them out, yeah.
Well, he's looking at, I can't think of the name of it, but it's a, he wants one that's more of like a, kind of that station wagon-y, that's like a small, really small SUV, kind of looks like a station wagon to me.
Well, there's two. There's the Forester and the Outback. I think Forester.
I think it might be the Outback.
The Outback's their sort of better model. I think the Forester is more stripped down.
Yeah, I don't know the difference. All I know is, you know, anything's going to be better than that. And he likes it. He hasn't even driven them yet. He needs to go test drive a couple. John will never let him buy the first thing. Believe me, I know from experience, John will not let you buy the first thing that you try. We're not doing that. We're going to go home and do research. There's going to be a term paper due on it, on all the reasons why. We'll need a PowerPoint, and then maybe you'll be allowed to get what you want.
Yes, dealerships are open. I bought a new truck from Ford, $25,000 off the sticker price last month, completely over the phone. It also feels good supporting them right now after all they've just done. Wait, did I get that right? I just bought my son a car, and you just have to call the dealership and make an appointment. Also, the salesperson does not go with you on the test drive.
Oh, how nice. That's nice.
Uh-oh.
Sarah, you should talk your son into a Tacoma. It's my dream vehicle.
Oh.
Can't afford it right now. It's roomy, strong, and will last a long time and safe.
Well,
love you guys.
That sounds a little big. He wants kind of a compact SUV so he can load equipment into the back and still have room for passengers but not have a truck.
Equipment?
Yeah, like one of the things that he had to do last year, so he had to borrow his dad's car, was they took all this, you know, he's in all these clubs, like these launch clubs and stuff, and they take all this scientific gear. I don't know. It was just all in bins.
650 says, Black Squares accomplishes nothing, just follow the leader.
You know,
I don't believe that to be true.
I don't believe that either. I thought long and hard about whether I was going to post my own black squares. And I said, you know what? I am, because enough people are showing their solidarity. I think that's what it comes down to. I want it to be known that I am part of this anti-racism thing. For better or for worse, whether you like it or not, you know, you don't have to do it.
Good morning, guys. Zoloft shortage. How about switching over to medical marijuana? Plant medicine is the way to go.
I don't know. If anything makes me anxious, it's marijuana. So if I'm trying to cut down on my anxiety, that may be.
Here's another one, though, that says the same thing. Sarah and Vinny, regarding the shortage of meds, my daughter has fetal alcohol spectrum disorder and has severe anxiety. She switched from prescription meds to CBD oil and is much happier with the results.
Well, Yeah, it's that's definitely an option for some people.
Well, CBD doesn't get you high, though, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
It depends.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the issues that probably a lot of people have is that there's not, like, there's the hemp CBD oil, which doesn't have any psychoactive mm-hmm. properties and is questionable as to whether it does anything. And then I've read that the mixes are the best way to go, but then, you know, do you want that? Who knows?
Right.
You know, do the research, though. Absolutely.
Well, and because it's not produced in a laboratory somewhere, it's, you know, even its physical makeup is questionable. Like, the label can say one thing. Didn't they say they took a bunch of that stuff and analyzed it, and it was saying it was like 1% THC or something? It was like 90% or, you know, whatever it was. It was just people were getting rocked off their ass by it. Like, what the? And some edible.
Ha, Vinny, you said, I'm thinking Cal Worthington, and my brain followed up with, and his dog Spot. Yeah, that's a Southern California reference that probably nobody but that me and that person know.
Yeah, I figured you were talking about some athlete or something.
All the athletes, Cal Worthington is a car salesman in Southern California that was on my TV my whole childhood. And his dog Spot was always a different animal. So like, it would be an elephant.
Oh, how hilarious.
Or an orangutan, or it would be a zebra.
Oh.
And so that was his hook. And so every new commercial.
What will his dog Spot be today?
There you go.
I got to get down there and see this menagerie.
Hi, Vinny. Here's a link to a woman who created a great educational materials to teach children about racism. It's Read Like a Rock Star. I'll get all this to Bryn and he can just post it, because there's really, it's okay. Not easy to do any other way. That way you can just click on the links. TheConsciousKid.org also has many books to help the conversation with kids as young as 2 years old.
Wow. The Conscious Kid.
TheConsciousKid.org. So there's another one. Yeah, I don't know how much we need to check these things, too, before we post them. I fear anything we were sent might be reckless.
You know, you put a disclaimer in there, like, these were suggestions sent by listeners. Click at your own risk, something like that, you know. If you get a virus, it's not our fault. Put that in there, Bryn.
The quickest way to change is to become a policeman and fireman, lawyers for the defense and the prosecution, attend city council meetings, and become involved politically, and vote.
Yeah, vote.
I don't disagree with that. Although, you know, one of the things that's very interesting is we've talked. Look, politics have always been hard topics to deal with. Always, since the beginning of America, there have been fights about which side of the aisle you're sitting on and what's the right way. It's always been difficult, and it's gotten worse and worse over the years. But one thing that doesn't seem to have changed is our upcoming election is two old white men.
Huh.
So maybe that could change sometime
maybe
soon.
Maybe that could change. I don't know. Comes down to money a lot of times.
Anyway, that's all for now. We appreciate your text so much, and of course we appreciate your time listening. We do really love and appreciate the time you give us. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Strange days. Today is, in fact, Blackout Tuesday. So you'll be seeing a lot of that on your social media. And maybe you're posting about it yourself. We just really want to say thanks for being here for us. We're doing what we can to be here for you. And thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what are you out into the day to do? What are you going to do? What's going on?
You know, I'm wondering about that actually myself. I got a ton done yesterday, so I don't have a long list of gardening chores to do, although you know I love chores. But, you know, really sort of hunkering down, staying close to home. It's my son's birthday, so we'll, you know, we'll be getting some stuff together for that. But just in general, you know, I really feel like a lot of us are kind of taking time and thinking through our feelings on a lot of things in the last few days. I mean, you know, look, the COVID thing has been just insanity for the last 12 plus weeks. And with the George Floyd, right, exactly, with the protests and with today's blackout, you know, it's an important time to talk to your family and to take a moment and think, get through your own feelings on it and really sort of where do you fit into this whole thing? What about you? Do you guys, I mean, I know you have daddy daycare coming up. So
yeah, daddy
fun.
Daycare starts in 30 minutes. So I'm going to go, cram some oatmeal down my throat and
all
then
right.
go figure out what to do with a 1 year old, everybody.
Oh my God. That sounds so fun.
Party time. How about you, Bryn? You got dad duty coming up?
Yeah, you know it.
All right.
All consumed.
Nicole, what are you going to do today? Is she? Can she
like
even talk right
20
now?
20 seconds. Yeah, she can do it, but she, you know, she's
doing okay. Never mind. Nicole, just don't be on TikTok all day. Don't just the Blackout Tuesday. Don't. I know how you're constantly posting things on TikTok. Have
anyway,
a good day, you guys.
Have a
try
good day, everybody.
Try to have a good one, and we'll check you back here on Hope Day.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.